We've got Luke on the line. Morena, Luke, how are you?
I'm very good. How are you going?
I'm good, thank you. Very stoked to be talking to you about a pretty special gig that you guys are performing tomorrow, the Phoenix Foundation at the Tuning Fork, playing Buffalo in full, which is a pretty special thing to hear as an audience and as fans of the Phoenix Foundation. It must be quite a surreal thing for you guys to play, because it's 20 years that record celebrated last year. How does it feel to, I guess, reflect on that album?
I'm going to have to correct you there. Sorry.
Oh.
It's 10 years since the album.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Since we started.
That's the one.
Because 10 years is long. 10 years is long. It's a decade.
It is long.
It's like the entire 80s. You know, that was only 10 years. And look at how much that means to everyone. It's cool. It's been a bit of a trip because, I haven't listened to that album in a really long time. And actually, that's the first time I've heard Bitter, the recording, in 7 years. And we generally play it much more thunderously rocking live. And I was just going, maybe we should play it kind of mellow and casual like that. Anyway, and some of the songs on the album we've never played live at all, like Skeleton, I think we've never played. So it's been interesting. There's been a bit of homework.
Yeah.
You'd think that oh yeah, cool, we can just play that. But then it's like, oh god, we're actually like trying to work out what the parts are.
That is,
you know, listening to the album, transcribing my own playing.
Yeah.
Because I can't remember.
That is
definitely surreal.
A very difficult thing. I've heard a lot of bands who are like, oh, we're playing a song we haven't played for a long time. I've literally forgotten how to play it. It must be kind of like, learning it all from scratch again, but you've got this weird ghost memory of what your hands used to do kind of thing when you were playing it the first time. Do you find when you're like looking back at this record, because as you say, like having not listened to it for a while or sort of having moved on and done different things since as a band, do you feel quite nostalgic about that time, or are you kind of glad that you've all moved on? What's been sort of, I guess, the band's reflection on that?
Yeah. Well, it depends just how deep into an emotional journey we're prepared to go right now on the morning show on BFM. I think that was probably the most exciting time that the band had had definitely, because that's when we just started touring the UK and Europe hard out on the back of Buffalo and, you know, experienced some small measure of success over there. So that was really exciting. I mean, I love traveling anyway and touring with the band. So yeah, that was a great time. Time of my life, been a long, hard road downhill from there.
Well, you've put out some good music. I was thinking of the album you put out last year, which was, you know, nominated for the Tate Prize. I think that was the last time we had a chat. And you worked with a lot of, you know, friends and other musicians kind of doing their own thing in the scene at the moment. It must be quite cool to see a lot of people coming up around you who have, I guess, worked in similar spaces of music making or are, you know, really fresh out the gate. When you were making the new album, how did you know, who you wanted to work with on those tracks? Because you've got some really cool features like, you know, Nadia Reid and then the wonderful Tiny Ruins and people just like popping up on there. How did you kind of like choose people to go on that new record?
Yeah, well, that shit kind of happens naturally, right? Because you just sort of meet people that make music, you know. So basically kind of, I think the first time I really hung out with Tiny Ruins was in Queenstown. We played a sort of an outside show for the Winterfest, and they were playing at the, oh my God, what's that really awesome, I can't believe I've forgotten it, it was a really awesome hotel venue.
The Sherwood?
Yeah, thank you.
That's
I can't believe I forgot that. And so, you know, and we went to this show and we had some drinks afterwards and we were new best friends and it was great. And that's how the music scene works at its best, really. So it was like, oh, we need to get some woman singing on these songs. Oh, well, why don't we see what Holly's doing?
Because
she's great and we get along, and the same goes with Nadia. And so that's that's really how that happened. And as it happened, Sam was living in Auckland at the time, so it was easy.
Yeah.
People just went round to his house.
And I think
sang.
Yeah, that does make it easy. And I think it was also quite lovely. What I really enjoyed about that record, hearing it kind of come out over 2020 and it being, you know, called Friendship and having these wonderful collaborations on it, it felt like a really nice thing to listen to at a time when everybody was missing their community, everybody was missing their friends. Did it feel nice to be, I mean, releasing music? It was a weird time to release music, but there must have been some, I guess, silver linings to that for you.
Yeah, interestingly, that album was, you know, like it was actually made quite a long time before, before the apocalypse. but a lot of it's kind of about, or there's a bit of it that's about that. I mean, Hounds of Hell with Mighty Reed is totally just about the end of the world, and Tranquility's working title was, which is never going to happen, but it was Age of Anxiety, or maybe it was even just called Anxiety. so it's pretty funny that, like, we're already feeling that before the shit even really hit the fan, you know?
Yeah.
But I think the nice vibe of the album, again, you know, there's no master plan. It just kind of happened. It just sort of happened like that. And,
yeah.
So Conrad and Sam and I have been making music together since we were 14.
Wow.
We met at Wellington High School, and you know, I'm 42 now, so forgive me if I can't do the maths. In fact, doing maths in public is one of my phobias.
Me too.
What's it like, 28 years? So it's almost 30
sure.
years. So and then Will, who plays percussion, he's like, he and Conrad have known each other since they were one, I think.
Wow.
So it's either really sweet or gross, whichever way you look at it. I don't know. It's probably the nice vibe. Anyway, that's kind of where the name came from, I think. It was just like,
yeah.
Well, that's part of it. We've been mates for a long time, and I don't know. No master plan.
I think that's a very good way to
nice.
Yeah, I think that's a good way to make a record as well. And I think a lot of people will be very excited about tomorrow's show for reflecting back on a time that, you know, will have meant a lot to you as a band, as you just mentioned, getting that kind of like European moment as well. But also, it's just such a cool album, Buffalo. And I think it's really nice to be able to hear it live in a room full of people, and everybody will have memories attached to it and different times in their life. I think that's going to be a pretty special evening. I hope it goes well, Luke, and I hope you have a great time as a band performing it. Any songs in particular that you're looking forward to playing, or ones that you're a little bit nervous about because, as you said, you maybe haven't played it live before?
Yeah, so I just want to preface the answer by saying that actually when I had listened to Buffalo in preparation for this, what was a pleasant surprise was that I enjoyed it, because
awesome.
The personal journey, you know, with that is interesting, where when you're making it, you kind of think it's really great, and then about a year later, you think it's totally terrible, and then a few years later, you like some of the tracks, but others, and then this time around, I was like, okay, we're going to play this, I need to listen to it, you know, with an open mind, and I listened to it, and I was like, some of these songs that I thought were like the, were bad, are actually quite good. And so the answer is yes, I'm looking forward to playing Skeleton, because
yep.
I had kind of discarded that track in a way from my heart, and then I heard it and I was like, I actually quite like this. It's not the track I thought it was. I'm looking forward to playing that, because we've never played it and I'd sort of forgotten about it, and then I was like, these are cool chords, this will be cool.
Yeah, I think
that's a really long-winded answer. Sorry.
No, that was great. I really enjoyed that. And I am hoping everybody has a great time tomorrow night performing Buffalo in Full, the Phoenix Foundation at the Tuning Fork. Tickets are from Mosh Ticks. Have a fantastic time, Luke. We're going to listen to the title track. Have a fantastic weekend.
Thank you so much. You too. Bye-bye.